saying that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. That's the end.
In our musical spotlight this hour, Madonna will join us. Going back to this day in 1987 on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above the 2600 mark. And that was supposedly a big deal. I guess it was back in 1987. Doesn't seem we've been talking a lot today, if you're just joining us, about time and its management and its impact and thinking about how really, literally, what's here today is gone tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we were asking ourselves things about ourselves today. And what would we tell ourselves from a Twitter exercise that we saw, if we could talk to ourselves 10 years ago or 20 years ago or whatever? What would you, you know, what would you think about being told by you? What is that? There's a, it would make a great television show, actually. What, in a movie?
There's a country song. I don't know if you guys have heard it before, but Brad Paisley sings it, and it's called Hey, If I Could Write a Letter to Me. It's a very sweet song.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. So anyway, the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Guys are such country music snobs.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You're the country music snob. We are country music ignoramuses.
Okay, I'll go with that.
From nothing about country music. We rely on you to keep us straight when it comes to that department. Anyway, so the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained, 200 points or 400 points or something yesterday? It just goes to show you, again, how everything is so relative. And I'm doing this for those of you who are watching the stream at DougSteffen.com. The up and down hills and valleys.
Yep.
We have good days and we have bad days. And sometimes most days are pretty average. They're not supremely good. They're not supremely bad. But you only notice that when you are going through either the highs or the lows. We feel really, and wouldn't you like, we all want to feel really great most of the time. And that's something, it is to be striven for. Is that a good word? We should strive.
Strive.
I like it.
Yeah. Later on in this hour, speaking of that, Roger Johnson, who's president of National Farmers Union, going to talk about some of the things that affect you right now in terms of agricultural realities, policies, that sort of thing. I like him. I'm a member of the National Farmers Union. Those of you who follow me know that I have a dairy farm in addition to being a broadcaster, very important part of my life. And it is a scene which is, like everything else today, fraught with treacherous stuff. It really is. So we deal with those things one day at a time, take them one piece at a time. And so he'll talk to us about some of the things that affect you in terms of policy and reality, because sometimes those things are not the same either. As I have found out, by the way, Andrea Metcalf is climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. If you're following her on Facebook or Twitter,
isn't that crazy?
She is a wild, crazy woman, I'll tell you. She is a bundle. She's a bundle, I'll tell you. And just really very interesting lady in many different ways. So the issue of dealing with your boss, and the reason I bring this up is because as one who doesn't feel like he has a boss, but I really kind of do, because in a way, Richie likes to steer me, and Bob, who's my general manager, likes to steer me, and everybody around.
Do you consider Rich and Bob your boss?
I consider them more than baggage, mostly steerage. They are inconvenient sometimes because
he's upset because he wanted to do something one way last night, and we advised him otherwise.
Yeah, and so then it just said, okay, do it the way you want. And so, you know, we all have experience. As it turns out, Bob and I have the same experience pretty much in terms of years and things that we've done. Richie has engrossed himself and learned very well his craft. The management of Radio America, our originating network, relies in large part on him and his instincts, which he's learned. He's got good radio instincts. And so I do. I listen to Craig Westheim, who does affiliate work for us, work for Westwood One, a lot of good big companies, and has good experience. And so as I'm thinking about this, I was thinking about how many of you are conflicted by your relationships with people who are over you. Consider that you have a general manager, perhaps you have an operations person around you, there may be a corporate guy who's over those guys, and they all talk to you about what you're supposed to be doing. And unfortunately today, even though we'd like to think that big companies are well run, most of them aren't. It's like government. The bigger it gets, the worse it's run. It just, that's the way it is. Whether it's an airline like American, or whether it's a company like Clear Channel, big radio company, whether it's Apple even, or you know, some of the really successful companies, or some of the medium-sized companies, you have to try to figure out how to untangle the lines of authority. And it is not easy. But it is becoming, as things become more centralized, we know it, there's all this consolidation in every business. There's a company called Ferguson. That is a national company that specializes in plumbing and electrical supplies. And they are all over the country. They've been buying up these regional and local companies all over the place. So the local outfit here was called J.D. Daddario. And you could walk in there and you could talk to the guy who was the owner, and he would help you find things. And it was a big business. The guy was probably doing 14, 15, 16 million bucks a year, or maybe more than that. And for me, that's a big business, more business than I do.
Yeah.
And so it was bought up by Ferguson, and Ferguson wants to do things the way they do things. And so they've got the regional guy telling, the guy told me this the other day, I went in to find some specialized light bulbs that I know they used to have because I used to go in there and get them. So I went in to see this guy, and I said, do you have this bulb? I ran out. I had them. Oh, no, we don't have them anymore. I said, why don't you have them anymore? Well, because the guys in regional don't think we need them. He looked at him and says, what do you mean the guys in regional? The guys in regional
here?
What
do they know?
What do they know? He said, you're right. I don't know what they know, but they don't know what I know, and they won't listen to me. So this guy signed on as a consultant. You know, he sells the store to him, and then he stays, tries to help him run it and keep the local customers. But the guys really in New Jersey or wherever they are, Pennsylvania, are dictating what goes on in the store. So how do you do that? And because there are nuances to each region, preferences, different things that people might use. And so if you don't kind of keep your finger on the pulse or your eye on the ball, how do you serve your customers? And people come in like me, I'm frustrated. Now I don't know where to go. Well, we'll sell you a whole new fixture. Here instead of buying a light bulb,
what kind of light bulb is
tubular? It's one of those fluorescent tubular. Yeah, that's in a special. We have to have them in the milk room because they're sealed.
They come in that plastic
right,
tube.
Right, exactly.
It's hard to find those now.
So we have to find them. So he says, well, we'll sell you a whole new. The tube bulb costs $8 or $9. He wants to sell me a whole new unit for $95. Because they've chosen not to keep the bulb that supplied what I needed, and
so
I couldn't be the owner.
You can buy a light bulb.
Buy a light bulb for $9. I'm going to have to. I throw away the whole thing because they don't have a bulb, and they want me to buy a whole new unit from them because that's what serves New Jersey or Pennsylvania. It doesn't serve me, right?
So what are you going to do?
I have some other fixtures around. I'm going to change it myself.
It's not like you can order them over the internet. I mean, you can't order fluorescent light bulbs over the internet.
You can't have that stuff shipped to you. Right. But it's just
that it gets shipped to somebody.
Yeah, right. But you see, that's the thing. That's the conundrum, Richie. So there's so many different bosses. You don't have to worry about it there because you're a sole entity that is headquartered in one place. And Jennifer, you're the same. You have your company.
Just like Jennifer, really. And just like anybody who has a customer base, our customers are our bosses.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the radio stations that air this show and the listeners that listen to this, you are our boss.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You tell us whether we're doing something right or wrong.
By listening or not listening.
Right.
Yeah. So evidently I'm doing something right because it will start in October, the 24th year of this program.
There you go.
That's amazing.
But that
I feel like we
mean...
just did your 20th anniversary.
I know.
Oh.
And
so
I thought
crazy.
You just started a year or so ago.
Yeah,
how long have you been here? 5 years?
Five and a half.
Five and a half years. My God. Amazing. So ultimately, you're your own boss. I think that's the lesson here. But you can't exist in a bubble anymore. So you have to decide whether the question is, am I going to stay in this circumstance and have this crazy reporting structure, or am I going to go find another job or start a company or whatever it is? You know, who makes the decision about what you get paid and whether you move up the ladder or not? That's a good question as well. Is it the local guy? Is it the regional guy? Is it the boss? Who do you have to take care of? Or, you know, it's really, today I feel for those of you who work for a big company, I feel for you. It's everybody has ways of moving, and you know that people are not themselves. In order to hurt, if they hurt their career by doing something that seems silly in the eyes of the boss, that's as much as it takes. You know that. Might be some silly offhanded remark that you make, even at the Christmas party. You know how many people lose their job because they get drunk at a Christmas party and say stupid
stuff? Such a bad idea.
Yeah. Oh, my heavens. So anyway, I thought that was a tip worth passing along. Speaking of that, and tips and so forth and so on, I'm looking at the Irene situation, kind of keeping my eye on two or three different screens here. We here in the Northeast, who have experienced an earthquake this week, at least from New York down to Washington, may experience a hurricane in the same week. Hurricane Irene, now Category 3 storm. It's going to get into the Carolinas. You said you thought tonight you'd start to feel some rain. I went outside.
They're calling for rain hitting here tonight.
Okay, but you know how, here's the eerie thing, Richie. Jennifer, you're not familiar with this, but those of us on the East Coast.
But that's stillness?
I walked outside this morning, and the air, and we're 3 days away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And the air has that eerie, I sense this because I've been around, I've been in hurricanes in my life. Living where I do, and there's this. I walked out the door, and I had this weird sense of here's
where I don't know about it in L.A., but I've ridden out a couple of hurricanes in Cabo in Mexico.
Oh, really? Have you?
And that air that you get is so weird. That, and when the eye of the storm passes over, is just bizarre. It's got electricity in the air that's just weird.
Okay, so let me help you out a little bit here. This product that comes from eFoods that we've been talking about for, the last month? How long have we been talking about this? About a month. There's a space at DougStephan.com. Actually, two places. If you go to the friends section at DougStephan.com or onto the, it's sort of the advertiser box on the right-hand side, where right now there's something for our sponsor, Bumblebee Tuna, but the e-food box will come up there. What you ought to do is click on it, get yourself some free food or buy some e-food so that you will have this, in storage for the eventuality if power goes out, you can't cook anything. Here you have these e-foods. Maybe the food in your refrigerator will spoil. Who knows what will happen? This is the most intelligent way for you to deal with this problem of what do I eat if I lose everything in my refrigerator? Electricity goes out, I can't cook, blah, 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 blah. Free food and the e-food. You can find it both. They are from, the free food comes from e-food. You can order some. You'll get it shipped in before the weekend. Put away something for a bad weather period. This stuff, if not used now, it could be used this winter if you lose your electricity or any time in the future. This stuff lasts for 20 years, and it's not full of preservatives. As a matter of fact, it's all natural and organic stuff. So find out more about it. Really amazing story, and get yourself some free food. That's a good place for you to start. Go to the e-food box. You'll see it prominently in the friends section at DougStephan.com. But this is really a way for you to prepare, at least as far as food is concerned. The Queen of Cheap has featured it because it's neat to have free food. You can find the information there as well. All of it to help you out. E-foods at DougStephan.com, 21 after the hour.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to wisefoodstorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. Wisefoodstorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Thomas will be back visiting with us. We've gone around on this idea, the right words at the right time.
When I was struggling to be a young actress around 17 years old, I got a part as Gigi. But all the reviewers and all the interviewers compared me to my famous father. And I said, Daddy, I never thought I'd say this. I love you, but I don't want to be a Thomas anymore. Then he said to me, I raised you to be a thoroughbred. And thoroughbreds run their own races. They don't look at any of the other horses. They just wear their blinders and they run. You just run your own race.
Madonna's album. This is the title track from Like a Virgin. On this day in 1985, became the first solo album by any female ever to be certified for sales of 5 million copies.
Wow.
5 million copies of Like a Virgin. This is what really got her started, I think, isn't it? This album,
this
CD?
Big one. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely. Right.
Got her going. So this is during this week in 1985, Like a Virgin was still number one. 5 million copies.
Isn't that cool? I wonder who has come close to beating her as far as female pop recording artist.
Didn't I see something the other day about some tune that had eclipsed something to do with a reality television show or some musical show? Ugh, I can't remember it. I didn't grasp it well enough to keep it there, Jen Jen. But there's something that's going on with some soloist. I think Mariah Carey duplicated that, didn't she, later on?
Yeah,
I thought she did. Okay, we have some sweet tweets, if you will, or friendly Facebook posts. We have, at Doug Steffen's Good Day Show, Facebook, I don't know, both of them are kind of involved in this, but Facebook is where you see the action. If you could write a letter to your younger self, what would you tell yourself? Rich, you got some more. Chen Chen, you have some more. What are you getting?
I do. David said that above all else, remember family first. Lara said to remember to lighten up and to try to learn something in school.
Yeah.
Which I think is true. You know, if you could go back and really absorb all the stuff we studied in high school, that might be nice.
Yeah. Richie?
My friend Lisa says, think less, do more.
Ah. Like an ad for a new store.
Yeah. Think less, just do it, basically. Yeah. Just do it. Yeah. Chris says, there is no permanent record. I would have told myself, there is no permanent record. Hit the son of a... No one will ever bother you again. Serve your country in some way, then go to college. You'll appreciate both more then.
There you go.
Be a liberal for part of your life and a conservative for the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in touch with your family. There is nothing sadder than not having them in your life when they are still alive, and nothing more helpless when they are gone and nothing can be overcome.
That is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday's poll at DougStephan.com, what do you think about the wine being sold to commemorate the events of September 11th? Let's see, where did we win on this? 30% said it's no worse than the commemorative coins they advertise on TV. 24% of you said it's a good idea if the money really goes to the National Memorial Museum. 16% of you said, I don't like wine, so I wouldn't buy it anyway. 18% said, outrageous, these people ought to be ashamed of themselves. And 12% of you said, when responding to this poll at DougStephan.com, it's in poor taste, but it doesn't bother me very much. I think that's where, I think we were at sea, Richie.
I think so.
Yep. Yeah,
all of us pretty much were at sea. But that's pretty instructive. Jennifer's finding out more about this stuff. They're all kind of local wines, I think, but, it's just kind of gauche. 28 after on Good Day.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire, and I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
Mom, I need more pens. Stat.
Or,
I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out.
Or our favorite,
I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test.
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hi, folks. Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular Premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/freedom. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/freedom.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
And change after the hour. Jennifer Horne, Rich McFadden, Doug Stephan, Roberta's in Colorado. It's another good day. Lottery numbers, the Powerball winning numbers last night.
Did we win?
9, 13, 47.
Wait a minute. Shoot, where's my ticket?
Get your ticket out, Richie.
I got a ticket yesterday.
9, 13. You got your ticket?
I know, it's in my office.
Uh-oh. 9, 13, 47, 49, 53 in the Powerball
Bingo.
Number.
Oh.
Powerball Wrong game. Number was 39. I'm not sure the winning numbers are, this is the number they're supposed to win, but did somebody win? I always wonder how all of this stuff works. All of these state lotteries and the national
lotteries.
I like
when it's not me when no one else wins either.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Well, check back for updates on that, Jennifer.
Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Gentleman who's been on the program before, somebody I have great respect for, mostly because of his background. Maybe we all like people who are like ourselves. That's a funny thing about the human condition. We like those who are like us. And Roger Johnson is the president of the National Farmers Union. A farmer. He is the 14th president of the National Farmers Union. He's from North Dakota. Successful farmer. His family is still running the farm. Roger, is it Turtle Lake, North Dakota? Is that where you're from?
It is indeed, Doug.
And that's about, 400 people? How many people in Turtle Lake?
Oh, no, gosh, no. It's just over 700.
No!
Yeah, it's almost twice as large as you thought it was.
Oh, my God.
In fact, it might even be growing now.
Really?
For the first time in decades because it's kind of on the... Yeah, it's way out on the edge of the oil fields, so not really, 50 miles, but everybody's looking for places to live, so.
Yeah, well, they're looking for places to drill, one or the other.
Well, both.
Get us off of our, off of the national gold standard, which is oil. So there are a number of issues that affect farmers that affect all of us, frankly.
Sure.
And not often is it the focus, and because of my own background and being interested in kind of promoting some of these things, these ideas. I want people to know about the local farmer movement, how it's grown. You're more tactful than I am, and that's why you have that job, and maybe that's why I'm here, because you deal with the politicians, and basically, as a lobbying organization for the farmer, you have to speak their language, as it were.
Sure.
So I wonder, when movies come out, you've heard, if you haven't seen yet, this movie Farmageddon. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So for those who are not familiar with it, the lady who produces the movie is called Kristen Canty. She happens to buy raw milk at my dairy store here in Framingham. She's from Concord, Massachusetts, and she put together this documentary, which is a focus on this war against family farms. And even though you need to be tactful, those of us who don't have to be tactful, we look at these sorts of things, guns drawn in people's homes, trying to stop people from selling products that that the consumer wants. How do we get a successful resolution to this conflict? Because it is a conflict between the public and the people who are supposed to work for us, but they don't think they do. They think they're working for themselves. That is the government.
Yeah, that's a really good question, and it's a question that really can more broadly be applied to almost everything in this country right now, particularly as it relates to government.
Yeah.
Especially as you sit out here in D.C. now. I've been here for 2.5 years, and it's a very, very different place than almost everywhere else in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it has become so conflict-ridden. I mean, it is to the point where you have people just speaking past one another, just way, way too much.
And nobody wants to give either, right?
That's right. Nobody wants to give, and they're sort of in their own realities. And communication, even though we've got more communication options today, it seems like people sort of gravitate towards the ones that they most feel comfortable with, and as a result exclude a lot of the rest of the world. And that's a sort of a societal issue that I think we're all going to have to struggle with. What I would say about the conflict in agriculture, and we, as you put it, we are rightly in the middle of that. We have a lot of our family farmer members who are small producers, who are very, very strong local food advocates. And we have a number of our family farm members, particularly in the Midwest, in the Great Plains states, where you don't have as much population, where the ability to market directly to consumer is not as extensive as it is in the more populated areas, and where the land is much more amenable to larger scale production. You don't have a lot of obstacles, and you get a lot of efficiency by farming in a larger scale. So we have members very much in both camps.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the important characteristics, I think, that an organization that has that sort of a membership needs to have is the ability to listen better.
Yep.
And to spend a lot of time allowing our members to tell us what's important. And we really do that in our organization, at our conventions, both on the state level. In fact, a lot of our states have county-level organizations, mm-hmm. and state, and then regional up to the national. It's a very participatory process. Those members who show up at those meetings, and subsequently those who are delegates to those conventions, are the ones who write the policy book. And it's, it's close to 200 pages long.
Ah, it's ridiculous. All right, so in light of that, you were with the president in Iowa. President has that Midwestern tour now behind him, all of the controversy about the bus and all that other stuff that went with it. But you and others that represented agriculture were in, I guess, I don't know what the event was, but I'd be curious to know what you thought. I know that doing what you do and being where you are, you have to come across the president all the time,
sure.
and Secretary of Agriculture and senators and congressmen that are all policy
sure.
people, bureaucrats. So Do you, and because you're in a sensitive political position, I'm not. You don't take political sides publicly, but under the circumstances, using the language that you just used, did you feel like the people who are supposedly our leaders were listening, really listening,
yeah,
to what you said? Because these people, to this point, have not listened to anything. And this is me saying, and not you.
Yeah.
You have to agree, but they.
Yeah.
I don't feel they listen to a damn thing. Because they think they know it all, so why they bother with these tours is a question. But I, you know, go back.
Let me push back just a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you've sort of left the door open for me to do that.
Yes, I have.
I really think at this particular event in Iowa, there was a fair amount of listening that went on. There were probably 200 folks or so that were invited to this event. The president came in and spoke to all of us as a group. We then broke into smaller groups, and there were probably 15 or 20 of us in a smaller breakout that met for about an hour and a half with Secretary Vilsack. The president came into that smaller group and spent probably 20 or 30 minutes with us as well. Really asking questions and listening to what was being said. And we talked about a lot of these kinds of issues in that group, because in that group you had different vantage points, mm-hmm, as well, as you might rightly expect. And as an example of a case where I think you would have to agree that the secretary's been listening, there's never before this secretary been as much emphasis on programs like Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food. Programs that are really designed to support sort of this local food movement and help educate people where their food comes from.
Yeah, and that's very important and very present to futuristic. That's one thing. But the same government, the same USDA that Vilsack runs, is running around trying to put keep people from buying raw milk, for example,
yeah,
making it difficult with all the rules and regulations for us to survive. I had talked before,
yeah,
about the food safety bill last year and how,
yeah,
onerous that was,
yeah,
for people who want to get a local food from local family farmers.
Yes, but do remember that the secretary took an oath to uphold the law,
yeah,
and the Constitution.
Right.
And the law of this country on the national level does not support raw milk. These kinds of things have been allowed to be decided on a state-by-state basis. And you would know this better than I, but the last time I paid attention to this, there are actually quite a number of states.
Oh, there are.
28.
Yeah, maybe I should make that the issue. But in general, maybe just I should be more general, Roger. We're talking to Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union. Maybe more generalized at any – the USDA, if you go down the aisle of food store – USDA regulates beef broth on the left side, and,
yeah,
the Food and Drug Administration,
yeah,
regulates chicken broth on the other side of the aisle. Okay,
yeah,
that kind of stuff. There's,
yeah,
47
there's,
different agencies,
yeah,
do the same thing.
There's an even better example where you have in some circumstances where the pizza, if it's cheese pizza, is regulated by FDA, but,
yeah,
if it's got pepperoni on it, then it's
USDA.
Because it's a meat product,
yeah,
it's a USDA.
Right.
Well, you know, at some point when you have two major agencies in charge of regulating food, FDA and USDA, FDA regulates probably 80% of all the food, USDA prints it, and they are in the milk regulatory business,
yeah,
USDA mostly in the meat side of things. Regulates about 20% of the food. Anytime you have that sort of a circumstance, you are going to have those products that are, you know, sort of the nonsensical ones that end up being right at the line of where does, mm-hmm, my jurisdiction stop and where does someone else's stop.
Yeah.
It's helpful sometimes. Well, it's fun to look at those sort of silly circumstances
I'm not so sure that we would be better off by just having one entity do everything.
Mm. Well, maybe sometimes, we don't need 47, though.
No, of course not. But, you know, I spent a lot of time in state government back in North Dakota as the Commissioner of Agriculture, and one of the things that I came to appreciate was the fact that a farmers union has long been a champion of competition in the marketplace, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For very good reasons. I mean, we think you get better efficiencies, you get better services, the customer ends up better off, the producers end up doing a better job. Well, I sort of concluded that the same thing is kind of true in government. Now, you have to be careful that you don't overdo that, but I saw lots of circumstances where a government agency was doing something and another government agency was doing the opposite.
Yeah.
And somewhere along the line, they kind of, you know, if you can bring those circumstances to the attention of the agencies, that sort of competitive juice that sometimes flows through the private sector and the entrepreneurs, it manifests itself to a degree in government as well. So it's not all bad to have government spread around a bit.
Yep.
You know, in this system of government in this country, we delegate under the national constitution a fair number of powers directly to the states.
Mm-hmm.
And so to the same degree that you'll sometimes see these conflicts between federal agencies, you will more often see them between state agencies and their federal agency counterpart, or even between state and local government entities. And, you know, it's just an inherent part of our government system in this country.
Well,
as awkward as it is, it's still the best system in the world.
I know. Everybody says, what was it, Winston Churchill said, this is the best of the worst.
It's the worst system in government, the worst kind of government in the world, except all the rest.
Roger, you'll join us again, I hope. It's always good to touch base with you to find out how the bottom line is of some of these issues. I was curious to know how you made out when you met with the president. Roger Johnson, president of National Farmers Union, here visiting with us on Good Day.
2011 was a good year for Chevy, but don't take our word for it. Five IIHS top safety picks, a bunch of prestigious awards, and 2011 North American Car of the Year, the Chevy Model Year Wrap-Up. Get in on our greatest model year yet.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program here. Let's get right at FDA actions, Ken. A couple of them that seem to have significance.
Yes, according to the FDA, Botox can now be injected into the bladder to treat those who lose bladder control because of damage, Doug, to the nervous system through conditions such as multiple sclerosis or spinal cord.
Does that mean the wrinkles in your liver go away, too?
Just in the bladder.
Just in the bladder. That's right. Liver and bladder, all this good stuff. All right, what else is the FDA doing?
The antidepressant Celexa can cause possibly fatal changes in the heart's electrical activity. Celexa, Doug, should no longer be used at doses higher than 40 milligrams per day.
What is Celexa?
It's an antidepressant, an SSRI, a second-generation antidepressant drug.
Like Prozac, that kind of stuff?
Correct.
Really? How widely is it used?
Very widely. For severe depression, if you have mild or moderate, try psychotherapy first.
Mm. All right. The early onset dementia story of Pat Summitt.
Doug, Alzheimer's disease is a disease of aging. Half of people, amazingly, over the age of 85, they're afflicted with this devastating disease. But it's not just the elderly that face this unfortunate diagnosis. It also affects 5% of people under the age of 65. Doug, legendary University of Tennessee women's basketball coach, she's 59 years old. Pat Summitt has been diagnosed with early onset dementia, which could lead to Alzheimer's, and she's determined to keep coaching during the 2011-12 season. And she admits that she may have some limitations.
Yeah. That's important. And I wonder what her athletic background, what's happened to her head over the course of her career. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day program.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Here's Shirley Bassey from the movie Goldfinger. Sean Connery is 81 years old today. Decided a few years ago he didn't want to act anymore. But
still
81.
Got the best voice in the business.
And a great voice.
That's right, Shway Hot.
He's still doing some of the photo stuff for a certain line of clothing. You see him every once in a while in those ads, but enjoying the life that he certainly has wrought. There are lots of rumors about him, Chucker, as to him being tough on women, et cetera, et cetera. He's an extreme sexist, so say some. Given his background, where he came from, I don't know that whether it's true or not. I don't know if it's true. But it's interesting how that stuff follows people around, don't you think? Instead of focusing on his acting abilities, some people say, oh, no, did you hear? He beats his wife.
I haven't heard it. I talked to me to comment because who knows.
Yeah,
but, you know,
yeah.
It's sort of sad to see no Sean Connery, no Gene Hackman in movies.
I know. Yeah. Both about the same age, aren't they? Pretty much the same age?
So.
Yeah, it is. Yep. They both made movies that they were in worthwhile to go see, that's for sure. One of the things,
You know what the really sad thing about people who are 80s? No Gene Hackman, no Sean Connery, but we still have Regis Philbin.
Yep. There you go. Well, he's not 80 yet. He's 79.
Mm.
Okay.
And by the way, when I get to be that age, Chucker, you and I will still be doing this.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's get to our contest today. Interesting outtakes from a pretty compelling movie, which was number one, in fact, during this week in 1987. Let's listen to three short clips, see if you can identify the movie for the prize. If you've not won before on Movie Moments, you ought to call us if you know the movie at 800-510-8255. Here we go.
Most of all, I'm scared of walking out of this room and never feeling the rest of my whole life the way I feel when I'm with you.
All right, Chucky, you got it?
I got it. The Brad, some good dialogue, huh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
I bet I know what one of the clips is going to be.
All right, here we go. Next one.
Nobody puts
I see someone in front of me who
got his partner in trouble and sent her off to some butcher while he moved on to an innocent young girl like my daughter.
Yeah, I guess that's what you would see.
Sergeant, one of your favorite actors of all time.
Detective Lenny Briscoe, there he is, playing the father. All right, last clip.
I'm going to do my kind of dancing with a great partner. He's not only a terrific dancer, somebody who's taught me that there are people willing to stand up for other people no matter what it costs them. Somebody who's taught me about the kind of person I want to be.
All right, what's the name of the movie? Yeah.
Nobody puts Baby in the Corner, really. We're not going to
play
that.
Two out of three of those people are dead. The other ones had a serious nose job.
Yeah. All right.
And look better for it, in my opinion.
Yeah, she does look better. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Chuck, I'll have a quick bit of movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Oh, that's right. He will, won't he?
Yes, he will.
He will. Okay. Yes. Well, let's do that then.
Kids are going back to school. To prepare for a successful year at school and home, parenting and education expert Dr. Michelle Borba says to involve your family and create a routine that instills responsibility and interaction.
There are simple things you can do now to get organized and avoid chaos later. Create a family inbox-outbox system using Post-it pockets for homework or important school notices. Stick the pockets on your refrigerator. They're a sanity saver. To ease homework battles in the afternoon, create a space where kids can focus on homework. Avoid excuses like, Mom, I can't find the scissors, by giving kids a bin for homework supplies. Label the bins with each child's name using Post-it label pads. These labels are great because they remove cleanly so the bins can be reused when your needs change.
What about family time?
Use dinner or the last 20 minutes of the day to relax and regroup with your family.
A little organization can go a long way to a more relaxed family life. For more, visit postit.com.
2011 was a good year for Chevy, but don't take our word for it. Five IIHS top safety picks, a bunch of prestigious awards, and 2011 North American Car of the Year, the Chevy Model Year Wrap-Up. Get in on our greatest model year yet.
All right, Chuck, what do you have for movie news?
All right, Doug, interesting story. Chaz Palminteri, best known for his role in The Bronx Tale, in the role of mafia boss Paul Castellano in Gotti, In My Father's Shadow. John Travolta will play John Gotti. Joe Pesci will co-star. And Barry Levinson, who directed Rain Man, will helm the project that begins filming, I believe, this January. And just very interesting project.
Hi, Bob is in Albany, Georgia. Bob, the name of that movie, please.
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
Yay.
And do you remember the name of the actor that played the father and also Detective Lenny Briscoe on Law & Order? What was the actor's name? Do you remember?
Oh, wow. I sure don't.
Jerry Orbach. Jerry Orbach. That's a pretty interesting role for him. All right, you're the winner, Bob. Thank you. Hold on just a second. We'll send you some of that e-food. So in case you're in line for a tornado or a hurricane or an earthquake, you'll have some food. 59 after, Chucker. Thanks.